basically how this all started was that Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid had filed cloture on his version of the payroll tax holiday extension, which the president has also called for and talked about today on the Rodent's Grant in Pennsylvania. The way that Democrats have proposed paying for this is using a surtax on millionaires and billionaires to try to levy the $265 billion approximately that would it take not only to extend this program, but also to expand it to include employers. Current law only gives the tax break to employees. In the meantime, Democrats have been waiting for Republicans to come out with a counterproposal, and they did that just that today, which was an $111 billion proposal that just paid for the extension of current law and not its expansion. And the way that the Republicans proposed raising the money to pay for this plan would be through a variety of provisions that actually came from the Bull-Simpson deficit reduction plan. It would focus primarily on a three-year pay freeze for federal workers, cutting down the federal workforce by 10%, which would amount to approximately 200,000 jobs, in addition to means testing, food stamps, health benefits, and other sorts of government programs like unemployment insurance.
Now, I'm sure you can imagine it took about 5 seconds for some of the federal employee unions to send out press releases about this. So it didn't take very long for word of this to get around. Are you getting any sense from the Democratic side what kind of response this will get? I think I can imagine what it might be, but are you hearing anything?
So let's pick a local Democrat, Kristen Holland, who put out a statement pretty soon afterwards. In which he said that the Republican payroll tax proposal represents another cynical ploy to single out federal employees for unfair treatment. The financial collapse and weak economy were not caused by the men and women who serve the federal government, and they should not be forced to shoulder the entire burden of the cost of recovery. Obviously, this is something that's very important to him because he is a representative from Maryland and covers the D.C. suburbs. The thing is that there was obviously always going to be a debate on how to pay for this tax cut holiday extension. Both Democrats and Republicans agree that it should at least be extended. John Boehner told members of his caucus this morning that it would be a political loss for them if they tried to fight it. The battle is just always going to be how to pay for it. There are definitely different provisions like spectrum sales, other things that have been identified by other negotiating groups, whether it was Bull Simpson or the Biden negotiating group or even the super committee, which failed last week, that wouldn't have been so controversial that you wouldn't have been able to get Democratic and Republican support, but it's really unclear that you would get Democratic support for what the Republicans put out there today. And in fact, that they mentioned millionaires and billionaires multiple times was a partial concession to Democrats who have been using this sort of rhetoric, whether it was from Senate Democratic leadership, House Democratic leadership, or the President of the United States, that this message was winning, because the way that they justified doing the means testing of health care, unemployment insurance, or food stamps was to make sure that there wasn't extra money that was going to millionaires and billionaires.
I just got the same release that you got from Congressman Van Hollen's office, and a couple others have popped in my inbox, and they're all pretty much along the same lines. I imagine that your phone or BlackBerry or whatever is blowing up with a bunch of them, too. This concept, though, politically, I find fascinating, because all along, Democrats have criticized Republicans for not paying more attention to what was in Simpson-Bowles. Now they pull a piece out of Simpson-Bowles, and Democrats don't like it. Obviously not, but I just find that juxtaposition interesting.
I think that what Democrats would tell you, if you raise that concern to them, is that when Simpson-Bowles came out with their proposal, it was a $4 trillion deficit reduction proposal. It had a lot of pieces that were painful for a lot of people, whether it was tax reform, entitlement reform, touching Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. This was one piece of a much larger puzzle. But to single it out and not have anything that counters in pain to their constituency, their base, or their policy, is, I think, what they would take concern or make a contention about. I don't think that they would want to summarily dismiss everything that came out of Bull Simpson or even the Gang of Six, the Biden group. But if you single out certain provisions and you isolate them and move them forward, I think that's what raises concern.
All right. Long and short of this, in about 15 seconds, do you think this is going anywhere, or is this just another round in this battle that will continue to go on and on and on?
I think that before Christmas, you will see an extension of the payroll tax holiday. I don't know whether or not it'll be expanded, because that will obviously take more money. I don't think you will see the pay-fors that were proposed today. I think they will find some sort of resolution that is easier for both parties to swallow. When and how that comes is unclear, but it will.
Meredith, thanks very much for your insight this afternoon. Appreciate your time.